You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
One notices that nothing helps except to contact Kohen. So now, the way this matter was warned, first the house will be born by leprosy, and then the clothing, the hair, and the skin. The way is brought in the Torah is first talks about the skin, the orbis arois brought, and then the hair, and then the clothing, and then the house. So now the order is not correct because it's actually it's reversed. The way was taking place first from the house and then will come down to the skin. But the way is mentioned in the Torah first mentions the body, the skin. You understand? When Hashem would warn someone that he has these seven matters that he has to work on, the seven problems, first it starts with the wall of the house. But we learn this warning was mentioned in the end of Parshat Metzora. So why? That's not how it would take place. You understand what happened?
Because the first two days ended Teshuva. So if they did that, it mention it.
Does it mention?
No,
it mentions, but the order is reversed. The last is mentioned the first. And the first is mentioned in the end. Follow what happened? Why? No, of course you know. You understand the complication? Why the end process mentions in the beginning and the first one has been mentioned in the end?
At the end that he get it on the skin, he say, oh, look, this, I saw this also before here on my jacket, I didn't pay attention, I saw it on the wall, I didn't pay attention.
Great, so why is it mentioned in the end? You should mention it in the beginning. So Gemara explains, Ba'al HaRachamim, Ribono Shel Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim, always starts with the outer, the exterior. That means the warning does not come too close, because he starts from far end and comes closer and closer and closer. That's his way to deal with us. That means he doesn't want to hurt us, so he starts from the end. That means it could be money, car, house, and so on. But now here, the complication here is, so if he wakes us up from something that is materialistic, so why is it mentioned in the end? And the answer here is, he should wakes us up right away, but because we deserve it. But he doesn't want to hurt us. So first, he tries to, you know, make a little noise. He says, I'm here. It was not an accident. It's not that you lost money. It's not that you had a flat tire. So first, he starts from very, very worthless, not important matters. And then, if Chas v'Shalom one doesn't wake up, so then he comes closer and closer. But the fact of the matter here is, he had no reason to start from outer, as we see here, the house, the hair, and the clothing. But why he does it? Why?
Mercy.
Yes, he has such a rachamim on us. But the order is correct. That's how it should be. He should come right away and say, wake up! But because he is so kind to us, he gives us a discount. So that means one should not feel, oh, it got lost, it got broken. So it happens. There's no such a thing. It's only the supervision of Ribono Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Zochuto Magana Aleinu. We see this matter is called Tzara'at and Metzora. But the translation is not accurate, because for us to understand has nothing to do with skin disease, something, it's inner problem. So Harav asks, what is Se'et means? Se'et, Naso.
To lift.
Yeah, to lift. So Harav says, why this term has been used in the Torah? Because Se'et represents the ego. Because Ga'avah, that means I'm better than other people. I'm over you. And what is Sapachat means? Sapachat, Harav says, is a term that we use as pachot. What is pachot means? Worthless. Nothing.
Defective.
Pachot.
Pachot. Pachot means can.
Pachot means less.
Right, less. So now here we see Tav Shai is teaching us Se'et Sapachat. When you have ego,
yes,
then the outcome, the result will be nothing will remain out of you. So it's Se'et, and the outcome is Sapachat, Pachot, nothing. So that's why this warning, actually, we see that Tav Shai is warning us that the whole problem that this attitude has, if he feels that he's over other people, he can say anything he wants. He can say to anybody he wants. So he gets a visa, an issuer, passport, he says, I don't want to say Lashon Hara. Then he says everything he wants, because he doesn't want to say. He says, may Hashem will not count for me as a Lashon Hara. So then he says anything he wants. So he has a visa issue, he issued the passport. So now he's permitted to say anything, everything about anybody that he likes. So this is the Ga'avah, that one permits himself to Chas v'Shalom destroy families, careers, background, the whole profile, he destroys. Why? Because he has such a Ga'avah. So it happened to be a story about the government notice that there are fishy monies, they're going around, smells like sushi. Somebody's printing money. So what happened? So when the government finds out that, so what do they do? When you see there are fresh out of the print, money is going around, what do you do? You go come after. So they send the detectives, and then they find somebody has bundle of $100 bills in his pocket. So he was arrested, and then they track him, and then they found the basement that somebody has the printer and special papers for printing money. So they bring him to the court. So the judge says, the judge reviews the matter and says, you get 1 year in the jail, and the other one takes 10 years. So the man says, well, what is this? You don't have nothing. He had the money. He only could find the machine and the paper there. But what kind of judgment is this? I don't have any fake money. You only find the machine and the paper there. Why should I get 10 years? And he gets 1 year. Why? Makes sense? It doesn't make sense. Why should you get 10 years? Why? Because he has the machine.
Yes.
Oh, even though that he doesn't have. So it makes sense.
Yes.
So, as long as you have the machine, even though there's no fake money, so your punishment is more severe, no? See, the matter here is Anusha is teaching us that many, they have this money. The machine is implanted in their system. They keep printing. What? He said this, he went here, he's like this. You know what happened last night? They keep printing it. Why? Because they feel there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it? I'm just talking to you. I said, emet, emet. Well, there's something wrong with saying emet. I didn't lie. That's what Tatasha is coming to teach us. This Se'et, that this mentality that you feel that you can do anything you want. See what the punishment, what the embarrassment It comes to them. You know what the embarrassment it is? We have a subject in the Torah. If a thief steals a cow or a sheep, there's a difference. No? If you steal a cow, you have to pay?
Four.
Five times. If you steal a, sheep, how many?
Four.
Why? Because... Sorry?
Because he carried it and people saw it and
wasn't. He's a ganav. How many carry? So what different? He's a ganav. Ganav. He's a thief. But Rashi says that when the ganav was trying to run away, the carry can push. You know, you can hit him, but the sheep doesn't go. So you have to carry it. And then people looked at him. Oh, maybe he's stealing. Maybe no. So he was embarrassed. The thief was embarrassed. So we give him a discount. So Hashem takes 20% off because you were embarrassed. Thief! But here, this slanderous malshin, nothing, nothing. He has to go out, he has to scream, don't come near me, I'm tameh. Do you know what it is? And you know, the house will be demolished. Demolished. I say, you know, this is, don't pass by here. The dirt, it's tame, I have to take it out. Why? Because this illness can bring such a disaster for people. Why? Because he has se'ed. What is se'ed means? The Ben al-Sheikh explains, he feels, I can say anything I want, anything. And destroys people, this phrase, destroys relationship. He brings such a division between families, people, friends. Why? Because he likes to say whatever he wants. And that's why he wants to share his. What is the house? House is a cover, right? People go home, why? Because they want to be comfortable. And then you wear a begadim. Why people wear clothing? Because they want to cover themselves. And then there's skin. But here you see Hashem, he takes all the cover away. All the protection away. He takes it away. Why? Because that's why he uncovered people. The same way that he uncovered people, we see Hashem punishes them in the same way. He takes the house away, the begadim away, then goes closer and closer and closer and closer.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.